1 Kings 15:25 through 17. Now Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, became king over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and he reigned over Israel for 2 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin into which he misled Israel. Then Baasha, the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him, and Baasha struck and killed him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, while Nadab and all Israel were laying siege to Gibbethon. So Baasha killed him in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. And as soon as he was king, he struck and killed all the household of Jeroboam. He did not leave Jeroboam any persons alive, but kept killing until he had eliminated them, in accordance with the word of the Lord which he spoke by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite. And because of the sins of Jeroboam which he committed, and into which he misled Israel, because of his provocation with which he provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Now as for the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. In the third year of Asa, king of Judah, Baasha, the son of Ahijah, became king over all Israel at Tirzah, and he reigned for 24 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin into which he misled Israel. Now the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha, saying, Since I exalted you from the dust and made you leader over my people Israel, and you have walked in the way of Jeroboam, and have misled my people Israel into sin, provoking me to anger with their sins, behold, I am going to burn Baasha and his house, and I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. Anyone belonging to Baasha who dies in the city, the dogs will eat, and anyone belonging to him who dies in the field, the birds of the sky will eat. Now as for the rest of the acts of Baasha, and what he did and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Baasha lay down with his fathers, and was buried in Tirzah, and his son Elah became king in his place. Moreover, the word of the Lord through the prophet Jehu, the son of Hanani, came against Baasha and his household, both because of all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, by being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he struck it. In the 26th year of Asa, king of Judah, Elah, the son of Baasha, became king over Israel at Tirzah, and reigned for 2 years. And his servant Zimri, commander of half his chariots, conspired against him. Now Elah was in Tirzah, drinking himself drunk in the house of Arza, who was in charge of the household in Tirzah. Then Zimri came in and struck him and put him to death in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, and became king in his place. And when he became king, as soon as he sat on the throne, he killed all the household of Baasha. He did not leave a single male alive, either of his relatives or of his friends. So Zimri eliminated all the household of Baasha, in accordance with the word of the Lord which he spoke against Baasha through Jehu the prophet, for all the sins of Baasha and the sins of his son Elah, which they committed and into which they misled Israel, provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now as for the rest of the acts of Elah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, Zimri reigned for 7 days in Tirzah. Now the people were camped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. And the people who were camped heard it being said, Zimri has conspired and has also struck and killed the king. Therefore all Israel made Omri, the commander of the army, king over Israel that day in the camp. Then Omri and all Israel with him went up from Gibbethon and besieged Tirzah. When Zimri saw that the city was taken, he went into the citadel of the king's house, and burned the king's house over himself with fire and died, because of the sins which he committed, doing evil in the sight of the Lord, walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin which he committed, misleading Israel into sin. Now as for the rest of the acts of Zimri, and his conspiracy which he carried out, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Then the people of Israel were divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni, the son of Ginath, to make him king. The other half followed Omri. But the people who followed Omri prevailed over the people who followed Tibni, the son of Ginath. And Tibni died, and Omri became king. In the 31st year of Asa, king of Judah, Omri became king over Israel, and reigned for 12 years. He reigned for 6 years at Tirzah, and he purchased the hill Samaria from Shemer for 2 talents of silver. And he built on the hill, and named the city which he built Samaria, after the name of Shemer, the owner of the hill. Now Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord, and acted more wickedly than all who were before him, for he walked entirely in the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and in his sins into which he misled Israel, provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now as for the rest of the acts of Omri, which he did, and his might which he displayed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Omri lay down with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria. And his son Ahab became king in his place. Now Ahab, the son of Omri, became king over Israel in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria for 22 years. Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him. And as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, he married Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and went and served Baal, and worshipped him. So he erected an altar for Baal at the house of Baal, which he built in Samaria. Ahab also made the Asherah. So Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days, Hiel, the Bethelite, rebuilt Jericho. He laid its foundations with the loss of Eberam, his firstborn, and set up its gates with the loss of his youngest son, Segub, in accordance with the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Joshua, the son of Nun. Now Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the settlers of Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall certainly be neither dew nor rain during these years, except by my word." Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go away from here, and turn eastward, and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. And it shall be that you drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to provide food for you there." So he went and did everything according to the word of the Lord, for he went and lived by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he would drink from the brook. But it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide food for you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the entrance of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Please get me a little water in a cup, so that I may drink." As she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have no food, only a handful of flour in the bowl, and a little oil in the jar. And behold, I am gathering a few sticks, so that I may go in and prepare it for me and my son, so that we may eat it and die." However, Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go, do as you have said. Just make me a little bread loaf from it first, and bring it out to me, and afterward you may make one for yourself and for your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, The bowl of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil become empty, until the day that the Lord provides rain on the face of the earth. So she went and did everything in accordance with the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bowl of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil become empty, in accordance with the word of the Lord which he spoke through Elijah. Now it happened after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became sick, and his condition became very grave, until at the end he was no longer breathing. So she said to Elijah, "Why is my business any of yours, you man of God? Yet you have come to me to bring my wrongdoing to remembrance, and to put my son to death." But he said to her, "Give me your son." Then he took him from her arms and carried him up to the upstairs room where he was living, and laid him on his own bed. And he called to the Lord, saying, "Lord, my God, have you also brought catastrophe upon the widow with whom I am staying, by causing her son to die?" Then he stretched himself out over the boy three times, and called to the Lord, and said, "Lord, my God, please let this boy's life return to him." And the Lord listened to the voice of Elijah, and the life of the boy returned to him, and he revived. Elijah then took the boy and brought him down from the upstairs room into the house and gave him to his mother. Elijah said, "See, your son is alive." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is true." John 6:41-71. So then the Jews were complaining about him, because he said, "I am the bread that came down out of heaven." And they were saying, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down out of heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop complaining among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall be taught of God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down out of heaven, so that anyone may eat from it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats from this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I will give for the life of the world also is my flesh." Then the Jews began to argue with one another, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, the one who eats me, he will also live because of me. This is the bread that came down out of heaven. Not as the fathers ate and died, the one who eats this bread will live forever." These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. So then, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This statement is very unpleasant. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, aware that his disciples were complaining about this, said to them, "Is this offensive to you? What then, if you see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh provides no benefit. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who it was who would betray him. And he was saying, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted him from the Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples left, and would no longer walk with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "You do not want to leave also, do you?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life, and we have already believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus answered them, "Did I myself not choose you, the 12? And yet one of you is a devil." Now he meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, one of the 12, was going to betray him. Revelation 7. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, so that no wind would blow on the earth, or on the sea, or on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the rising sun, holding the seal of the living God. And he called out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, or the sea, or the trees, until we have sealed the bondservants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. And from the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation and all the tribes, peoples, and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might belong to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders responded, saying to me, "These who are clothed in white robes, who are they? And where have they come from?" I said to him, "My Lord, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. They will no longer hunger nor thirst, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes." Proverbs 26, 20 through 28. For lack of wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no gossiper, quarreling quiets down. Like charcoal to hot embers, and wood to fire, so is a contentious person to kindle strife. The words of a gossiper are like dainty morsels, and they go down to the innermost parts of the body. Like an earthenware vessel, overlaid with silver impurities, are burning lips and a wicked heart. One who hates disguises it with his lips, but he harbors deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously, do not believe him, because there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred covers itself with deception, his wickedness will be revealed in the assembly. One who digs a pit will fall into it, and one who rolls a stone, it will come back on him. A lying tongue hates those it crushes, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courtyards of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is lovely. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as his own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does. In heaven and on earth, in the seas and in all the ocean depths, he causes the mist to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings forth the wind from his treasuries. He struck the firstborn of Egypt, both human firstborn and animal. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck many nations, and brought death to mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance to his people Israel. Your name, Lord, is everlasting. The mention of you, Lord, is throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and will have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are nothing but silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Nor is there any breath at all in their mouths. Those who make them will become like them. Yes, everyone who trusts in them. House of Israel, bless the Lord. House of Aaron, bless the Lord. House of Levi, bless the Lord. You who revere the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.